Welcome to BizHaps, a show where entrepreneurs tell quick-hit, bite-sized stories from their business life that teach, entertain, and inspire us to grow. Be sure to follow us and subscribe on Apple or Spotify so you don't miss another episode. My name is Anna Gonzalez, and I'm your host. Through my work with entrepreneurs over the years, we've seen our fair share of big wins and tough losses. Sometimes they're funny, and sometimes they're painful. But they always teach us the lessons we need to learn, whether we are ready or not. This show was made to honor those little stories that help us take big steps forward. BizHaps is brought to you by Factor One. If you are an entrepreneur and want to grow your business fast, we install a simple framework that can inject quick cash into your business in as little as 7 days. And we've got a proven track record in over 30 different industries. To learn more, go to factorone.io. That's factorone.io. Today's guest is Carrie Eskridge. Carrie has been in the wedding and event industry for 11 years. She does planning, coordinating, setup, and cleanup with her team. She is going to share a bit about a drunken mayhem. Carrie, welcome to the show. Let's get into your story.
Hey, thanks so much for having me. Yeah, so, you know, I've been in the wedding industry for 13 years, planning for 11, and I've seen a lot of things. But this one particular wedding was absolutely the most insane experience I've ever had. So my husband's an officiant, and I was planning the wedding. So we traveled about 2 hours away from our home for this wedding. Everything was going really well until one guest I noticed started getting really, he was really pretty drunk, and I was keeping an eye on him until at one point I saw him actually throw a full glass of liquor at his girlfriend out in the parking lot. And I went to the bar and I'm like, "Hey, we're cutting him off." And he's like, "I haven't been serving him." We found out he'd been drinking in his car. My husband and I went to him and we're like, "Hey, you know, you need to calm down. We don't really know what's going on, but do you have someone that, you know, can we call you an Uber? Can someone come and pick you up?" And he's just going off about how his girlfriend won't let him see his kid. And I'm like, "I'm sure it's just because you need to, you know, calm down. You don't need to go inside and be around your kid, you know, as drunk as you are. So let's get you a ride home. You know, my husband was done officiating, he'd drive you home, whatever." Wouldn't do it. And he started walking away. Around the corner from this wedding venue in this kind of like a commercial park is a runoff pond that they've made look really pretty, but nonetheless, it's a dirty runoff pond. I run back inside to let the DJ know what's going on and let him know that I need him to handle the reception for a while I was dealing with the situation. Luckily, he was a professional. He's like, "Yep, I've got it." So we went back out there and I find my husband trying to call this guy who's taken off all of his clothes and jumped into the runoff pond, barely missing the rock. So he's drunk, barely missed the rocks, swimming around in this dirty runoff pond. Finally get him out of the water and get him dressed. And we're talking to him. We're telling him, you know, let's get you warm. Let's get you back to your apartment. We're just trying to talk him through. And he started going off about wanting to kill himself. Tragic, right? So funny story, but tragic part of it. And he's talking about how he has nothing to live for if he can't see his kid. Again, his girlfriend simply didn't want him around his kid while he was drunk. Just wanted him to go sleep it off. Okay. So he starts walking around the complex, and after a while, he starts talking a little bit more belligerently about just ending it. And so I'm on the phone with the police saying, "Hey, we have this drunk guest at this wedding. He's threatening suicide. It's getting really scary. Can you guys come?" The busy main street, and telling my husband that he's going to jump in traffic. My husband's following along behind him, and he's like, "Hey, you know, I thought you liked me. I thought we were friends. If you got in traffic, I'm going to have to go with you and I'm going to get hurt." So my husband's talking him down and getting him back away from the traffic. And the police and the ambulance finally show up, and they handled the situation beautifully. All right. They did not like throw him down to the ground and arrest him. They talked to him like he was someone who was in mental trouble, really coaxed him through the situation, got him back to a safe area, was just talking with him, keeping him calm. They did have to go up and take a statement from the girlfriend. So in the wedding venue, I have cops outside and I have police going up to the bridal suite to talk to the girlfriend who we've kind of sequestered and make sure that she's safe and okay. And, They finally get everything figured out. They take statements. They take the young man to the hospital. Everything is said and done. We're completely good. I'm like, "Yes, I got through this without my couple seeing anything," right? Like, wow, what a team. We are so awesome. The bride is coming back from the bathroom and catches a glimpse of a cop walking by. And she's like, "Oh my God, what happened?" I'm like, "Go finish your last dance, because that's all we have left. Go finish your last dance and then we'll talk. Everything's fine." She's like, Okay. And I'm like, no, I promise you, everything's fine. Just go finish your last dance. So she went, she danced, she had fun. The guests were leaving. Everybody was out of there. And her parents, who were in on it, the girlfriend came down and we had to tell her what had happened. And she was absolutely stunned that for 2 hours, we were dealing with a drunk, suicidal guest who was absolutely out of his mind. Cops swarming all over. I mean, there must have been 6 cops there, an ambulance and cop cars. And the whole thing, she didn't know I got a big tip. They tipped me really well.
What? Oh my God. Carrie, this shows how professional you are because there's no way. I don't know, like in my mind, like I can wrap it up. Like, how did the bride not see the ambulance and the 6 cops? And like, you're such a professional. You're like the CIA. I don't know.
Well, a lot of things fell into place to make it happen. The fact that the DJ was able to run the reception based on our timeline we'd built, and the fact that my husband happened to be there because he was officiating. So we had a team, but we did preface it with the police officers, like, hey, there is a wedding with, 100 guests inside, and we just really need to try to keep this under control and make sure that, the wedding isn't ruined. And they were absolutely phenomenal. They were absolutely phenomenal.
Carrie, I just don't think that even David Copperfield would be able to do this.
It was pretty incredible. The fact that we got through the whole wedding and the last, I mean, just before the very last dance, she happened to glimpse at a cop and everything turned out really well. He's fine. He went to rehab. I know these people and everything's fine.
That's
But
good.
yeah, that could have been an absolute disaster.
It looks like it, but you handled it marvelously. Props, kudos to you for that. Congrats. And I just like I'm like I don't have any words for
It
this. It's just
it
like
was a
David
really
Copperfield is
intense
like
day.
down from my pedestal. Carrie Askridge is going up. So well, thank you so much for sharing this. So Carrie, who do you serve and how can those people find you?
Yeah, so I primarily serve Southern Idaho. My business is I do Idaho weddings and events. If you happen to be down in this area, I am a magician when it comes to wedding planning. We do, however, travel when the occasion is correct and when it's right. So if you want to reach out to me, I have a website, I do Idaho weddings and events. I do Idaho weddings and I do Idaho events. Super simple to find me on Facebook and Instagram. So it's just reach out to me, and if we can work together, we'll work together. And I can almost guarantee you that if there is a drunken, crazy person at your wedding, I'll do my best to control the situation.
Drunk, crazy, naked person at your wedding. He probably thought that
Naked
he was at the
per
bachelorette party.
oh
Well,
man.
love it. Well, that's it for today. Thanks so much to our guest, Carrie Eskridge, for coming and sharing her story about the drunken mayhem. If you've got a biz hub of your own and you'd like to be on the show, go to bizhubs.com and we'll put you on the calendar. If you like this episode and want more, be sure to follow us on Apple or Spotify so you can get your daily dose. One biz hub a day keeps the burnout away. Just a quick reminder. If you're looking for help leveling up your business, go to factorone.io. See you tomorrow.
Hey, thanks for listening to BizHaps. My name is Josh Thomas, and I'm the founder of Factor One. Anna and I started this podcast because we wanted to connect with more entrepreneurs who had interesting stories to tell. We're always looking for more business owners to connect with and feature. So if you know anyone else who might have a good story or two, introduce us by sending them to bizhaps.com. And if you're running a service-based business that's looking to grow this year, let's talk about how we can slingshot you into momentum with a quick injection of cash and sales. Our clients typically see results in as little as 7 days. To learn more, go to factorone.io. That's factorone.io.